KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy here today with a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In local news, the chair of the Cass County Endowment Foundation has announced the latest round of grants to nonprofit agencies within the county. Nicholas Hunt said the grant recipients had submitted applications to the CCEF by the February 1st deadline and were awarded grants by the Cass County Board of Directors, and only those organizations providing services in Cass County were eligible for the funds, the checks for which were received by representatives of those agencies on April the 18th. A complete list of the nonprofit agencies and organizations that received grants can be found under the same story under at the news tab at KJAN.com. But among the largest awards, $14,000 went to the Cass County Conservation Department for the purchase of a utility task vehicle, or UTV, and rotary broom for trail maintenance. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic received a grant amounting to $11,000 for computer equipment and software. The Cass County Historical Society received a check for $9,500 for exterior refurbishment of a donated building in the museum complex. And the Cass County Agricultural and Education Association received a grant for $9,000 to replace two livestock barns. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa has filed a lawsuit on behalf of three members of the controversial Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka, Kansas. The class action suit seeks to defend the Westboro members' rights to desecrate the U.S. flag in demonstrations. ACLU of Iowa legal director Randall Wilson says he's not concerned about his organization being aligned with a church known for its anti-gay protests at military funerals and other events that are likely to garner media attention.
Of course, we are very strong opponents at either end of the spectrum on many issues, including LGBT rights. However, the ACLU believes strongly and always has that the rights of one group with respect to free speech and expression define the rights of all of us.
The lawsuit contends that various Iowa law enforcement officials wrongly ordered Westboro members to stop dragging or stomping on the U.S. flag at protests in Des Moines, Red Oak, and Council Bluffs.
The most outrageous groups sometimes are the first that are censored and the ones who generate the cases. We believe very strongly that Westboro Baptist Church has a right to use the flag expressively in whatever way it wants. Everyone else does.
Wilson says law enforcement officials at the Iowa protests cited their duty to enforce the state's flag desecration laws because the laws were still on the books. But Wilson notes those laws were ruled unconstitutional in 2007.
Just because laws remain on the books doesn't mean that they can still be enforced despite court orders saying that they are unconstitutional. We're trying to get across the idea that expressive use of the flag in this day and age is not restricted to patriotic use.
Many Iowans are strongly opposed to both the desecration of the flag and the tactics employed by Westboro Baptist Church members. But Wilson doesn't believe that will spark a big backlash against the ACLU.
I think that there will be some backlash, but typically most Iowans understand the principles of free speech, if not the other constitutional rights, and I think that many people will understand why we are representing the Westboro Baptist Church.
The Westboro Baptist Church is led by Fred Phelps and consists primarily of members of his large family. In other news, authorities in Missouri Valley say a local man was arrested earlier this week following a pursuit and three-hour-long search while he tried to elude law enforcement in Harrison County. Officials who spoke with the Daily Nonpareil said 37-year-old Rick Irwin of Missouri Valley was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. Tuesday near Old Lincoln Highway. Authorities say Irwin was arrested for suspicion of eluding, interference with official acts, reckless driving, driving without a driver's license, careless driving, and a number of other traffic violations. He remains in the Harrison County Jail on $2,000 bond. The incident which led to his arrest began around 5:30 p.m. Tuesday when a police officer attempted to pull Irwin over as he was driving a 1995 GMC Jimmy with no plate in Missouri Valley. Irwin failed to stop and continued west onto East Erie Street, eventually leaving the city on U.S. Highway 30. He then reportedly stopped at a gas station, and when a police officer exited his cruiser, Irwin sped away, traveling east on Highway 30 before entering southbound Interstate 29. While on I-29, Irwin accelerated to speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour, the police department said, before exiting at Loveland, where he traveled east on 145th Street before stopping. He exited and ran across I-29 and down the east shoulder. The chase and search for Irwin involved officers with the Missouri Valley Police Department, Harrison and Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department, the Iowa State Patrol, and an Omaha Police Department helicopter. It ended just before 7:30 p.m. Tuesday when officers lost contact with the man and his vehicle. About 1.5 hour later, authorities in Harrison County received a call about a subject walking along the railroad tracks north of DeSoto Avenue and Old Lincoln Highway. They used a thermal imaging device to locate Irwin and take him into custody. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Dean Stiles, age 76 of Dexter, died Sunday. Memorial services for Dean Stiles will be today at 11 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Nioma Clausen, age 89 of Elkhorn, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Nioma Clausen will be held Saturday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Delbert Johnson, age 81 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Delbert Johnson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Richard Hochstetter, age 55 of Greenfield, died Wednesday. There are no services planned for Richard Hochstetter. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.